This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You're listening to the True Bull Podcast with Goonie and Nemo. You want to hear it now, you want to hear it live. And that's right.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this. We've got so much to do in a short amount of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, listen up.
Welcome to a very special episode 134 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by the House of Hughes.
All right.
Recorded live from the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in the winter wonderland that is Encino Park, Texas.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
How I mentioned, Jay
and T
Mechanical. Because it's very hot, it's very cold, and you're going to want to get your system done. Okay. If you've got a commercial property that you need
right on
heat and AC and vent,
yep.
HVAC is what they call it in the biz.
And we can meet the Joneses.
And we're in the business, yes. John and Tracy Jones, owners and operators of J&T Mechanical.
Right.
They'll get you taken care of for all your HVAC needs. Also, like I mentioned, a very special episode today because we have got an interview that we did with the Kerosene Drifters.
Oh, yeah.
As part of Vic's True Bull Texas Music, our first segment of that. Something we're going to hopefully be doing monthly with local artists in Texas, people who are just making it go.
We've got 5 seconds.
That'll be the first one. We're going to have new music from them. You haven't heard it anywhere else because they just released it to us about an hour ago. And so you're going to hear it here before you can hear it on the 30th at Sam's Burger Joint. That's when the official CD release happens. They're going to do their show. Get your tickets. Reserve your table. Make sure you don't miss this show because it's going to be awesome. So really, that's all we were going to talk about today. It's going to be all about the Kerosene Drifters. You're going to hear their interview. You're going to hear some new music. Nemo, what are we going to be doing next week?
We're going to be doing a whole lot of nothing.
All right.
Okay, maybe we're going to do one thing. Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Tape recorder, listen to this. We're going to be playing at Steely Nevada's on Eckert and Bandera Road. We start around 9:16, and we're going to go all the way into Brown Saturday. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, be out there. We're going to be collecting. Thank you. We're going to be collecting toys for the less fortunate and for the homeless. We're going to be donating that to them. So please bring a brand new toy and any kind of clothes. Blankets, anything. We're anything here you can do to help anybody and everybody.
And we're also going to be doing raffles. If you bring a gift with you,
I love you waffles.
Automatically get in the raffle. Yes. Right. So you'll have chances to actually win something and help a great cause. And you'll have some fun. Listen to some good music.
Yeah, played, some good fun.
Played mediocrely. But hey, these guys are not mediocre. These guys are at the top of their game. We talked to them. They're so freaking happy to be releasing their music. So, without further ado, we are going to play some new music from the Kerosene Drifters, a new song called Let It Go. And then we're going to go directly into the interview.
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back. So,
very cool.
Listen to new music, Let It Go by the Kerosene Drifters. You hear it here first with the True Bull Virtual Cast. With Goonie and Nemo and with the Kerosene Drifters.
Let's get it.
And that's right.
ordered me to dash up my youth would be until the gun announced go. Oh, I tried to get away, the only words I could say to that sweet face would meet me somewhere down in Little Mexico. I said, hey. And like a highway marker saying countdown to your old. Time beats on every word of every song, filling up my head, filling up my brain, and filling up my soul. I said, hey.
Tape recorder, did you hear that?
Man, oh man, that was freaking awesome.
Yikes.
Holy mackerel, Damien Nuts. If you look at the video that they did like an acoustic version of it.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different than that studio version. I love it.
Wow.
If you were listening to the lyrics, the first line where they say the gun announced go,
yeah,
that is the name of the album. That's where they got the name for it. So the gun announced go. New music from Kerosene Drifters. That was Let It Go. We're going to play another song in a little bit later in the show.
All right.
But let's, you want to get into that interview with Corey and Dana from the Kerosene Drifters?
Let's get it. I tell you what.
Let's do that. Here's the interview in its entirety. So listen and learn. We are back on the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. We've got a special pair of gifts. Guests right now. We've got the Kerosene Drifters.
Come on now.
Guys, you want to listen to these guys. You want to hear them. You want to find them on Spotify. Find them online anywhere you can stream music.
Corey and Dana, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're good.
We're fabulous.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, I know you guys have a couple of shows coming up.
and it's all centered around this new album that y'all have coming out. How long have you guys been playing together as the Kerosene Drifters?
Yeah.
As Kerosene Drifters, it's been since 2014. Corey and I actually started playing together back in 2011, however.
Wow.
And we just call it KD, you know, because it was a side project. We both had other main bands that we were doing.
Yeah.
And then eventually in 2014, we started writing music, and that's whenever we were like, well, you know what, we probably need, like, you know, an actual name.
Yeah. So, that's awesome.
And so we just thought, hey, what goes with our style of music? And music with fire and soul, there it is, Kerosene Drifters.
Oh my gosh.
Right on.
That's an awesome way of getting to it, from K&D to Kerosene Drifters. That's amazing. Now, you're talking about how y'all started writing. How does that writing process from this album differ, or was it the same from this album to the first one?
I think every song is kind of a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, there's several different processes that it happens from. I mean, we've written songs that I've started as a lick on the guitar.
Yep.
We've written songs where I've started as a progression on the guitar or melody. we've written songs from a title, like Barb's Wired was written from the title.
Wow.
Down.
Right, which is really weird.
Yeah.
That's the only one that is that way. But he was, you know, he's like, oh, I want to write a song about a girl that's all wired out, and her name is Barb, because, you know, he was in a country band at the time.
Right.
And so he was like, you know, that whole country thing, Barb's Wired.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I just took the title, and man, yeah, okay, I can do this.
It basically, it writes itself.
that one almost did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you pull from little snippets of your life that are true, you know, and then you can get creative after that and really make it flourish and everything. But other than that, you know, I'll sometimes write an entire song and bring it to them, or I'll write a verse chorus or just a chorus, and I'm like, okay, I got something. I don't know where to go from here. And then he'll, like, because I really do basic, you know, plunk-a-chunk guitar, basic chords, that sort of thing.
Cause yeah.
I am not a guitarist at all.
Yeah.
And I'll take it to Corey, and he adds all of this flavor and, you know, really makes it special, a lot of sparkle, you know, with all the cool seventh chords and whatnot. And he's like, well, how about we, you know, make this minor or do something with the bridge. He does a lot of bridges. He's good with bridges.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's kind of what we do with me and Nemo. We had one that was written just from the title, and we went and sat down. It was called Doing My Own Thing, and I sat down. Tim started playing some music. And I just started writing. He's playing the same chord progression.
It took 10 minutes to write.
Because I'm a slow writer. My hand hurt. I had to take a break.
That's amazing.
We wrote it, and then we went to HEB. They have a barbecue place with a patio.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock. Yeah. 5 o'clock that same afternoon, we played that song for some friends of ours. And they were like, man, when did you write this? And I was like, about 10:30. about 6 hours ago, you know? And then I wish they were all that easy. But yeah, some of them, it's like they sat in my... The first one was One Beer at a Time, and I wrote it in 1994. So when we released it was already old enough to drink.
Yeah.
So it had to be a beer drinking song. but yeah, enough about me. Y'all can interview me later when you finally get your podcast up and running.
Right.
Now, when you were saying about when the writing, sometimes you'll come with a verse chorus. Are there songs where you write the music and the lyrics, or is it? Does one of y'all ever just do one and then the other and then you merge them, or?
Quite a few times I'll write, you know, the basics of the progression and the lyrics.
Okay.
I'm typically the lyricist.
Okay.
Now, you know, other times Corey will come up with a progression, or like you said, just a lick, you know, I'm like, ooh, that's cool. That has a funky groove or whatever. And,
right.
And we'll just take it from there.
Yeah.
We also, on a few tunes, two on this new album, actually, and one on the next album, we have a friend, Lee Winter, in San Antonio, who is a fabulous writer.
Uh-huh.
And he just does it, you know, as a pastime, but I'm like, man, he needs to do it more. And
yeah.
So we collaborated with some of those tunes.
Cool.
With about three tunes with him.
Yeah. Dude, that's
now the name of the title of the this next album is called what now?
A Gun Announced Go.
Okay.
Now
and that is actually part of one of your songs in that.
It is.
Okay. Okay. And I yep. I believe that's what Let It Go.
Let It Go. Oh, yes, and it's the title track to the album.
Okay.
That is one of the rare songs that I was out on the back porch and it just came out in one piece.
That's
and
always
I mean,
cool.
It's happened a handful of times. I know. It's weird. Isn't that awesome whenever that happens?
Yeah, exactly. That is amazing.
We know the stars align.
Yeah, we heard the acoustic version of it that you put online on Facebook or on YouTube. I was like, oh my gosh, I like that. And then I was like, and then it's like the gun announced go. And I was like, that's just, it's kind of one of those things that just comes around, you know, naturally. And you're like, that's got to be the title. You know, you just,
yep.
it announced itself as the title as well. So that's cool.
And that's kind of what we feel like. You know, we put out our first EP back in, you know, 5 years ago in 2017. And
wow.
now with this one, it's like, okay, it's now or never. We got to do this and really do it.
Wow.
And we have put everything into this album
All
that
right.
we have. I mean, we eat, sleep, and breathe this whole process.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so it feels like, yeah, this is like the starting line. This is the gun announcing go that we're doing it. We're here. You know,
and just letting the world know, hey, well, we never went anywhere, but we're still back. But here we are, and we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we enjoyed it. And it's like, so when y'all record, yeah, do you record? Do y'all have your own studio, or do y'all go somewhere else to another studio to record? How do y'all do that?
We record very simplistic demos at home.
Okay.
But when it's time to, you know, record for an album, we go to a real studio.
Gotcha.
Where guys know what the heck they're doing and, you know, can help guide us along that path.
Yeah.
But the second record, the one that's coming out, The Gun Announced Go, we recorded it at Cibolo Studios in San Antonio.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful studio.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Great studio. Run by James Campbell and Landis Chisenhall. Is an old friend of mine
cool.
from years back.
Nice. It's always good to have friends in the business who are specific to what you're doing, who can help you. We went with a friend of ours, Eddie Rivas, at Real Mix Studios when we recorded ours, and you know, it was fun collaborating with him because we've seen him play with so many different bands all over town. And so when we talked to him, he was like, well, why don't you just record it here at my studio? And we're like, okay. He's like, I'll give you all a great deal. And we're like, define great, because some people want a kidney and one of my bad livers. So, you know.
So when y'all walked into the studio and from start to finish, I know you put your blood, sweat, and tears in this thing. How long did it take from start to finish in that actual studio to get it done?
My goodness.
Huh.
5 years.
Right? It was. Because we started like in October of 2020 is
okay.
whenever we went and did the scratch tracks. And that took a couple days. So I want to say how many days total from scratch tracks to laying down all the individual tracks. And we have a ton of harmonies on this because we love the huge harmonies, the big block harmonies. You know, it's epic, and that's what we did quite a bit on this album. So the vocals alone took a few days.
Wow.
So I want to say it was probably about 10-ish days, like tracking in the studio.
Wow.
Always.
That.
It may have been. I may need to go back and look at my spreadsheet, to be honest.
Yeah, you blocked it from your memory. It was 17 months.
I know. All I'm saying is cha-ching, cha-ching.
Exactly.
That's right.
Now,
that's
also, as far as like the different parts that y'all record, did y'all record all the parts? Did y'all bring in a bunch of different musicians, or was it just the guys from the band? Or how many different people did y'all have incorporated into this monster?
So, Kerosene Drifters is Corey and Dana, essentially,
right.
And we have guys that we play with regularly, but we, you know, we do the lion's share of the writing, and so we kind of try to do as much as we can in the studio,
right.
So I recorded all the guitar work, and Dana did most of the bass work, And then Landis, who I referred to earlier, yeah. who's one of the engineers, he's a phenomenal drummer.
Okay.
And he actually played the drums on all the tracks.
Oh, very cool.
For this album. And then we brought in Damian Siska to play keys.
Okay.
He's a friend of the guys in the studio, and he's a phenomenal keys player. He did some really cool parts on this album. And then kind of the star of the show, I think, kind of ended up being the cello player named Jen Mulhern, who goes by Genuine Cello. We met her down in South Padre.
Wow.
And she does a solo show where she creates loops with her cello and does beatboxing and stuff like that. And she does both, like, some classical stuff, but she does a lot of contemporary modern stuff and writes her own tunes. And so we were playing at a venue in Padre, and it was like a double bill. So she played before us, and we were watching, just mesmerized, you know, because we've never seen a cellist do the kind of stuff that she does.
Yeah.
So we were like, hey, you want to jam with us? And, you know, like, a lot of people that are trained classically are not good at just jumping in and jamming with you.
Right.
But she has got a great ear and a great sense of, like, how to fit in the pop. Pocket and everything, and not step on toes. And she's got just a really great ear. So she jammed with us, and we were like, "Oh, this is something special."
Yeah.
So at that point, you know, we decided we're going to do whatever we could to get her up to play on the album. And she came, and she did, like, basically almost what a string quartet would do, but she did it one piece at a time.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
Laid down like cello parts. So like a lot of the songs have like block harmony cello parts, and then she would do some like fills and flourishes and stuff like that on top of all that. So we have, you know, strings, like real live strings.
That's awesome, dude. Excellent.
That's when you know it's like one of those divine meetings, when you meet somebody and you're like, normally when something like this happens, it doesn't work out, you're like, dude, we've got to get together and try it. And then you get together and it's like, oh no, that didn't work. But when it hits like that, then you're like, oh yeah, we definitely need to work with this person. We need to get them in the studio. And Larry and all those parts, I mean, that's amazing too. I mean, it's a lot of work, and but when it comes through, it's like, those are real strings, not some keys. You know, keys are fine. I love those. But when it's live strings and you've got it going, oh man, it's beautiful.
Nice.
There's just a resonance that you can't recreate.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, like you say, the keys, you can do some pretty stuff, but it just like resonates with your soul when you hear a bow across the street.
Hearing it, yeah, you know? Yeah. It's like the clicks and the pops and from an album.
Got that right.
Feeling that, and you know, digital. It's clear, but kind of like those imperfections that make it perfect. You know.
Yeah, that breathes life into it.
Heck yeah. We know you guys are having the album release. You've got one tomorrow in Plano, and then another one here in San Antonio at Sam's Burger Joint on the 30th.
Yeah.
What can people expect from that show? Is it going to be all originals? Are you going to throw in some covers, some favorite tunes of your guys? Or what are you going to do for that Sam show?
From what we understand, from what we have planned so far, it's going to be all original.
Cool.
Nice.
And we're doing it as we're planning this as a show that nobody has ever seen before. I mean, because, you know, it's kind of like, we'll go big or go home.
Yeah.
So.
Heck yeah.
So we are bringing it. And so what we're going to do is J.R. Castillo is a Nashville recording artist, and he's out of South Texas. And I'm sure a lot of people know him.
Yeah, definitely.
But he was the co-producer on this album.
Okay.
And he sang a duet with me also from this album.
All right.
So he graciously agreed to open the show.
Cool.
So he'll be doing a solo acoustic set, and then we're going to come out, and we're actually building this show as kind of a three-part show with the costume changes, and you know, it's gonna be huge.
Nice.
And so what we're doing is, the first part of the show is kind of like this big epic, you know, dramatic, I'm calling it roots rock opera.
Nice.
because we're sticking together all of our that's kind of what we
goodness.
are, roots rock, but some of it gets very big and very epic.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's awesome. Now I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. Where can folks get tickets? Can they go online? Can they go to Sam's, or what's the main avenue that you guys have as far as tickets?
The main avenue is going to be going to either Sam's Burger Joint website.
Right.
And okay. you can just scroll down until, you know, November 30th on the calendar.
Right.
And it takes you right to tickets.
Cool.
Or you can find our website, kerosenedrifters.com. We have a link to tickets. We also have the link on all of our socials. So
okay.
if you do, you know, yeah.
We saw one earlier on Spotify, and I was like, dude, it's taking us right to it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome. We,
well, being a firefighter, I am going to try and get as many people out there to come and check you guys out.
It's yes, that would be amazing, because it really is. Like, we're doing this thing up, and we're doing it right. And, like, you know, while we're having costume changes, Jen is going to be doing her, you know, she's going to do a solo project for a few minutes, and so you get a taste of what she does, and
nice.
And then we're able to just bring it back acoustic, and then we're full band fun and rocking and just having a great time.
Wow. Stage hands and everything
exactly,
on this one.
Exactly. Yeah. it's kind of like, you know, you're in the middle of the show, and then you know, and then Yngwie just goes into a guitar solo for 15 minutes. You come up, and all of a sudden, you guys come in on high wires, you know, with the, you know, the smoke and the fog and the lights and everything.
Can't give away too much.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, something else. Yeah, but speaking of that, with the songs y'all are going to do, the originals, what are your favorite songs that y'all have done, you know, that you're looking forward to, whether it's one of your older songs or one of the newer ones? Which is the one you're looking forward to the most for people to hear?
My goodness.
Which of my babies do I like more?
I know. I would say Redemption is such a fun one on stage.
Awesome.
You know, there's so much energy behind it. And with Jen bringing in the cello part and, you know, the keys bringing that saloon breakdown in the middle of it.
Yes.
It's a totally fun song.
Gotta love it.
Very cool.
Barb's Wired was my favorite one, just because hear it the first
the video
time,
with
you're like,
it was
I love
cool.
it. Yeah. But then this morning I was listening to O Gloria, and I was like, the harmonies on that, it just kind of, it gets you in the soul.
Well, the harmonies, anytime you have those harmonies, it's big, and it just sounds, it just makes the song even that much more rich.
It sounds like you're in a cathedral, you know, and somebody's just bringing the choir to you. It's just, it's I got chills just explaining it, because just listening to it, I was like, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we grew up on those big harmonies, you know, the Eagles and Allman Brothers, and I mean, Zach Brown Band is doing it now, and they're amazing. Love, you know, we both love those huge harmonies, so we wanted to emulate that on this album.
Part of the go big or go home thing, you know, it's like bringing the harmonies. Much. You have a couple of harmonies. Well, let's bring a couple more. Why? Because we can.
No, I need 19 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now that we got you on the phone.
There's a couple songs in the studio that we were working on that she had to rein me in, because I'm like, well, we could put another harmony part. She's like, no, it's fine the way it is.
Yeah.
I know.
The offset, you know.
Me. I'm the same way. Like, I can layer a fifth. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. She had to remind me we're not Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So.
Exactly. Or there's no Brinks truck out back, you know, printing money that says Kerosene Drifters on it. You know, it's like, oh, we got to do that too. We got to, before we get some of this money back, we got to, you know, stop throwing it out for that other harmony.
Oh, you're telling me. It was so funny, because we took the album up to Stuart Sullivan of Wire Recording to mix it. And he's the man who engineered the Sublime album that went platinum. He recorded Jimmy Vaughn. He recorded Butthole Surfers. So he's been in the business a long time, and he knows, he's just magical at mixing. I mean, this guy is incredible.
Very
he does
cool.
some really cool things.
Oh,
so we took it up to the studio, and he opens up the tracks, and he's like, whoa. That's a lot of vocal tracks right there.
You're like, you're darn right it is. And we're still, you know, and that was us reining it in, you know?
Now, okay, so now that we have you here live, I know the release hasn't come out yet, but would you mind if we play a couple of songs from the new album? Then I'll be advised, this is going to be spit out next Wednesday. Do y'all have a couple of songs that you would want us to play?
Oh, absolutely. And we can even, I mean, we can even give you some songs that aren't going to be released until November 30th, if you would like. Ooh. So it's kind of a teaser.
We could definitely do that. Yes. That would be awesome. We can create a reel and have that playing in the background.
Very good.
And then also play the whole thing on that episode, so everybody not only knows some of the songs, and they're gonna hear that one as well. That would be great. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You were talking about watching Let It Go, you know, as the YouTube, and it is so different. That's one of the examples that I'm going to give of, you know, what I do whenever I write a song and then hand it over to Corey.
Right. Very cool.
And so you're going to hear that enormous difference.
Right.
It is so fun.
Exactly. Because we had a song, it was called Doing My Own Thing, that one that we wrote in one afternoon and played it the that same day. And the song that it actually came from was something that Tim had written back in the 80s. And it was like a heavy, heavy, hard, almost heavy metal rock, with a deep, low, you know, drop D.
Yeah.
And so it was like a heavy rock tune, but I was like, just play the chord progression. Don't play it with that same rock feel. Just give me the progression. And we turned it into kind of like a slow burn song. It was totally different, but what we want to do when we do it live is bring back that original heavy feel and then just have it stripped down and then go into the song the way we do it, just to bring another layer to it. That was actually originally there before I messed it up, you know?
Yep. Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate that. Now,
you're like, we are here with rockers at heart, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But another thing you were saying, you got the bringing new feels to songs and different feels to the same songs.
Yeah.
That cover, the cover art for the album, who designed that, the cover that you'll have?
That was me. The first cover art of the album, I got that idea a long time ago, and I'll just get these, you know, visions that pop into my head, and I'm like, that's it, I know what we need, that encapsulates, you know, the entire idea.
Right.
And so then, you know, so we had that cover art, and then we had to do the rest of the album.
Yeah.
And that was real, I got stumped a little bit. So
yeah.
Corey came in, and he was like, well, what if we, you know, put a gun here and did that, and maybe, you know, and whenever we send you guys the album, you'll see that physical copy,
because yeah.
it's not anywhere else online, but, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm really happy with how the rest of the cover art turned out, and that was a long process.
Yeah,
but I just like doing all of that stuff, because all of our singles that we released, I did all the cover art for all of that,
all
you know.
Of
and so awesome. I just like doing that type of stuff.
Heck yeah. There you go.
It's like, yeah, or we could pay somebody else $250 to put something that's his idea of it. And it's like, no, this is us. This is who we are, and let's show them every inch of who we are, the art part, the music part, the soul part, and the production part.
The stage production.
Keep your name as much into it to where everybody knows it's you, you know, not maybe somebody else's vision of you.
We are so looking forward to Sam's Burger Joint. This is going to be awesome.
Oh,
we are so looking forward to Sam's. Oh,
Sam's is a great place.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we played there a couple of times. It's fun.
It is.
And they actually let us sell our merchandise. Are y'all going to have merchandise there too? Or
can... Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So we will have, of course, all of the merch that we normally have, you know, all the T-shirts, the koozies, and
mm-hmm.
Albums, and but we now have new charms, we have new pins, we got new shirts to go with this. It kind of matches the album artwork a little bit.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And trying to think of what else. Of course, the CDs, you know, we're gonna have physical copies of those.
Beautiful.
Some new stickers, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got
everything.
We get a lot.
Very nice.
Are y'all going to sell that online as well, or do y'all do online sell of merch as well, or just
absolutely
awesome? And is that on part of the kerosenedrifters.com, or
it is? Yep, we have a landing page, you know, where it's just merch.
Uh huh.
Oh, very
and
nice.
It's easy to, yeah, super easy to order, and then we'll ship it out ourselves.
Okay.
And y'all are currently living up in North Texas. Because I know y'all were down in San Antonio for a while. Awesome.
That's well, because San Antonio is where we met, you know, and where Corey is from. And I absolutely love San Antonio. And every time we go back, it you know, still feels like going home.
What up, San Antonio?
Yeah,
let's keep it that way.
I'm not leaving San Antonio till they kick me out. And, you know, you know, that you can bar me from a few places, but you know, it's always going to be home for me. I mean, the first time I saw you guys was at the County Line. It was the two of you guys playing on one corner, and I was like, man, look at this. This is it. This is all you need: a guitarist, a bass, and some tremendous vocals, and some great music. And y'all did some covers that night. I think y'all did "Oh Tonight." It was quite a while.
Yeah.
And just enjoyed the dynamic that y'all have as performers separately, but then together, it's kind of like that synergy that you just can't create. It's got to be right.
You got that right.
Yep. And that comes through in all the songs when we listen to it. It's like somebody else could do a cover of it and probably sound pretty good, but when you guys do it, it's like it's you, you know. And that's the amazing part of seeing you guys. So that's why I'm so stoked to see this Sam show on the 30th.
We were going to open up for you guys, but thanks a lot.
You want a Nashville recording artist, go ahead. We're a San Antonio recording artist, kind of.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Is it kerosenedrifters.com, or do you all have an email that we can actually throw out on this podcast to get you as much peeps?
That goes along with it is info@kerosenedrifters.com.
Okay.
But whenever you do go to that website, mm-hmm. You can either sign up for a mailing list or you can send a message to us directly.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Do you have links to all your music there, where everywhere it's streaming, also on the website?
Oh, yeah.
Or okay, so y'all are like on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, or I don't know if it's iTunes anymore. It's they've all changed. So anywhere you're streaming, basically, you guys are found.
That's kind of what we say. Like, we're not stalking you, but we're just everywhere.
So. Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, just like my Uncle Johnny.
It sounds like y'all are set and ready to go. I am so, so excited to see you guys on the 30th.
On the 30th.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Thank you. It's going to... Yeah, we are just, I'm wetting my pants excited. I mean, every single day, it seems like.
Yeah, every day seems like a month, you know, just waiting. You know, you're just like chomping at the bit, waiting to go.
Oh, you're telling me it was a long time, and I have my heart set on that venue because it's beautiful, and I love the acoustics, and it's run so well, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody that we've seen there, And so I had my heart set on it, and we worked on it for a long time, getting that venue, but they graciously agreed.
Well, guys, congratulations on this new album coming out. We can't wait.
Thank you.
Because we're going to steal your music, too.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're going to play. We're going to play their music and give them all the credit for it.
Right. That's what I meant.
That's what he meant. That's why that things don't work out. We don't get a second interview with anybody, whether it's for a music or for a job. You know, just we rub people the wrong way, but that's kind of who we are. We're true and we're bull. You know, that's why it's the True Bull Virtual Cast. But once again, we want to thank Dana and Corey, the Kerosene
Thank
Drifters.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Guys, for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us on.
Definitely. So November 30th at Sam's Burger Joint, come and see these guys. You're going to want to see it. It's going to be an entire production, a three-part.
Let's go.
With some great music, great food, great drinks, great time.
We'll see you out
and,
there.
And a great show.
Absolutely.
So, guys, thank you so much. And we'll be right back after this short break. Some actual Kerosene Drifters music. That's right. Awesome, awesome, awesome interview with Kerosene Drifters. Oh my gosh, that was a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Before we let you guys go, we've got one more new song that we're going to let you guys listen to. It's called Till It's Gone. Brand new music with the Kerosene Drifters that you can't hear anywhere until the 30th. Because it hasn't been released yet, but you're going to hear it here first on the True Bull Virtual Cast. Kerosene Drifters with Till It's Gone. Enjoy.
Seen you for a while.
Dang it.
Woo! I'm sure you heard that tape recorder.
I'm telling you, that was new music, Till It's Gone by the Kerosene Drifters. That song makes me mad that I didn't write it.
That is an excellent, excellent song. They done right.
You know, what you said while we were listening to this song, the first song and the second song couldn't be, I don't want to say more different, but at the same time, it's Kerosene Drifters. It's who they've always been. And you evolve, but also you have to stay true to who you are. And that song and the other song are pure Kerosene Drifters. But at the same time, they sound so different, but yet it's who they are.
The CD release party.
Yep.
I know there was one last week, but
in Plano,
is it available now?
No. It's not available till the 30th. That's when they release it online and on streaming. So this is the first time you can hear it.
That is so
cool. Right here and right now on the True Bull Virtual Cast. And thank you so much to Dana and Corey for allowing us to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Trusting us with the music to share with our audience and share with the world before you can buy it. But what you do is go and buy it. Go to Sam's Burger Joint on November 30th. Get your tickets. Reserve a table. Go up there and support live music. Support real Texas music as part of the VIX True Bull Virtual Cast Texas Music.
And to our wonderful friends up in Brussels who can't make it, we will have the information for you to download the music and buy it next week
on the 30th
after the CD release party, okay?
Wow.
We still love you, Brussels.
We love you, Brussels. Right. Thank you for listening. To everybody who is part of the True Bull Virtual Cast family, to Kerosene Drifters, thank you so much for coming in, doing a great interview, allowing us to share your music with the world. Oh my gosh, can't wait till November 30th. But until next time, the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo is brought to you by the House of Hughes,
John,
Tactical Finish, J&T Mechanical,
Tracy,
and also brought to you by Dang Good Music, which the Kerosene Drifters brought to us today.
Wiggy.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll catch you down the road.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's right.